Stacey Norman. East Coast Radio.
I had no idea that this festival was even a whole situation, which, I mean, in my defense, I've just gotten here.
Welcome to Durban.
Thank you. But can you just, for people who are born and bred Durbanites and have evidently been living underneath a rock, can you tell us a little bit about this festival and what people can expect from it this year / the first year they've known about it?
So this is the ninth Durban Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Wow. Annual.
Okay, so it happens every year. We've moved it around throughout the year to find a sort of home slot, and we found that the end of September, just our sort of end of Heritage Month, makes a heck of a lot of sense for everybody concerned. So yeah, end of September every year is kind of where we want to keep it. The festival started in 2011, and it was really sort of to fill a gap for cinephiles who really were looking forward to gay and lesbian, LGBTQ, queer stories on screen. And I'm particularly the number one fan. I mean, I wanted to see it myself. It was sort of around 2005, 2006 that Art in Africa stopped coming to Durban, mainly funding issues and what have you. And we tried to engage with the city then to sort of say, how can we keep them here? And it was about 4 years that passed, and I was going, oh, when are we going to see these films back here? And this is pre-streaming,
pre-Netflix.
Pre-Netflix, pre-the-lot. And I engaged with the KZN Gay and Lesbian Tourism Association, which I was chair, and said, look, we need to support this, that we agreed. I engaged with Durban Pride and Nontlantla and the Durban LGBTI Centre. I said, we should do this, absolutely. But we had to figure out how to do it. And at the time, I was establishing a relationship with the KZN Society of Arts, KZNSA, which is in Glenwood in Durban. And the gallery space really sort of resonated with the ability to do something as a pop-up, and discussed with the curator at that stage, Bren Brophy, and Bob Zuranti, if he's so inclined.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we had the festival started in 2011, and it's gone from strength to strength, and it's had some wobblies and some interesting developments. But you know, we've shown more than 300 LGBTIQ titles over this time. It's a lot of films to see. It's a lot of films to be involved in, and it creates a very important space in Durban, because people say, oh, where are the numbers? Where is it? Why isn't it big? Well, it's a cultural space.
Yes.
So it's really speaking to those people who A, enjoy cinema, B, enjoy art house, because a lot of the films sort of fit in that category. So I would say your Cinema Nouveau crowd in Durban, your Durban International Film Festival crowd, are the kind of audience that we would want to attract as well. And in that audience are obviously members of the community. So the festival really has organically grown to speak to our community and yet be accessible to mainstream audience. Because I really want KZN to understand, being such a conservative space, these are incredibly good films and incredibly good stories. So if you're a lover of film and cinema in general, you should enjoy coming to the festival.
I mean, I think that in a way, you must have, I don't know, been like a genius in a previous life, because I'm rewatching Glee now because it's available on that streaming service. And there's one storyline that involves one gay character. And this was about early 2000s or whatever, where it was incredibly, not that it was taboo, but it just wasn't the usual. And I just kept thinking to myself, wow, this was so out of the box for something so mainstream, so middle America, so conservative for young people, because representation is super important. So, I mean, that was circa the same time. Do you feel that outside of film festivals like these, or organized dates and stuff like this, gatherings, that there is representation and space for representation in art specifically for the community?
I think there's always space for representation, but it's up to the individual or the group to step up to the space and claim it, and do that proactively and do that correctly. I think we have a habit in our country at the moment of people just going and saying, I'm going to take this.
Mm.
Now, whether or not you're doing that in a knee-jerk reaction, if you're doing that and saying, I'm the new victim, if you're doing that for any reason that you want to, we're not where we were in the 1990s, where Madiba was my president, where I was coming of age, where it was 94, apartheid was dead, 96, we had the constitution. It was an extraordinary golden age for this country, because culturally speaking, people were expressing themselves and starting to see their stories on stage, their stories on screen, their stories on the page. And with the cynicism that the world took post 9/11, can you believe it's 18 years later?
No, yet we haven't aged a day. Miraculous.
No, an oil of delay, darling.
That's
oil of
it.
Delay.
Yes.
And you know, we now two decades into the cynicism, people are starting to reclaim optimism, and in spite of all of that. There certainly has been, I think, a return to a lager mentality. I'm going to use the Afrikaans lager mentality as my metaphor here, but everybody's been doing it. They return to dogmatic faith. They return to dogmatic culture. They return to dogmatic political ideology or community ideology. People don't go out much. People don't talk. I am this, and I don't accept anything else. I'm not South African. I'm X, Y, or Z. And in spite of that, we're saying, no. And when I say this, I think of Nonhlanhla Mkhize from the center, and she says, no. I picked up her vocalization. We're all part of the same community, okay? Whether you like it or not, this is an extraordinary space in KwaZulu-Natal, in Durban in particular, but KwaZulu-Natal, where you think of the cultures, the languages, the backgrounds, the ethnicities, the faiths. This is the most extraordinary city, so why should we not also have an extraordinary gay, lesbian, queer, LGBTIQ plus community? And these multiple words going around, I think people are going, I keep hearing these strange things. Well, you know, it's different references, how people self-identify.
Yes, yeah.
You can still identify with the gay community, lesbian community, bisexual, transgendered, intersexed, queer, plus questioning, however you want to put it. And people say, everybody's got labels. Yes, we're in a day and age of labels.
Yeah.
But because people are coming forward and stepping up to the place and claiming a space and saying, this is who I am, and I may not be what you're expecting me to be. It's important for a festival space like ours to say there's a cultural space for you to engage with, to feel safe with, because let's be perfectly frank, we're not in a very safe space nationally.
Yes.
And we're talking about, we're just coming through a horrific week of gender-based violence, activism and reactions, and it continues. So the space continues to make an important statement in by virtue of its very existence, let alone the fact that we have these wonderful films to see. And whether one person rocks up to see a film or 100 people rock up to see a film is not the importance here. The importance is that the film is there to be seen, the story is there to be told, and the story is there to be heard.
Oh, that's so good. So I'm probably going to have to edit this and turn it into a podcast. That's really good. Okay, so because that was just so beautiful, thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, it's
have a nice day. Huh?
It's as if you know what you're talking about. Okay, so let's get through the like admin-y stuff, because that's very important. Where is the event taking place and when?
Right, so we open on Friday the 27th of September at the Onomo Hotel in Durban. And those people who don't know what the Onomo Hotel is, it's a brand new hotel. It's about a year old, opposite the Jewish Club and the Durban City Lodge, Durban North Beach. So it's right there. I don't have the exact street address off the top of my head, but Onomo, O-N-O, M-O, Onomo Hotel.
Onomo, she did.
They have stepped up to the plate. They've been very supportive of us to create us this festival space for the duration of the festival. It'll end on Sunday, the 6th of October. So we try to have sort of over 10 days, over the two weekends, really, a lot of screenings, although we'll have some in the week. Admin-wise, we're trying to keep the festival accessible. So standard ticket prices are 40 Rand, and I promise you that's a whole lot cheaper than the mainstream cinema.
Ain't that the truth?
Opening night will be a little bit more. It'll be about 100 Rand a ticket, which obviously these funds are very important in terms of supporting the festival's operations. People can enjoy what we call a silver or gold festival pass. So a silver festival pass is 350 Rand. It gives you 10 tickets, so 35 Rand a film. And what's great is these are transferable, so you could say, well, you know, there are 5 films I want to see, but I want to support the festival, buy a silver festival pass, and then you can donate the other tickets to a friend or to the festival pool. We have a gold festival pass for 750 Rand. and you can see any of the screenings throughout. This year we have 6 feature films, we have a dozen documentaries, and about 3 dozen short films. So it's a lot of content, a lot of interesting stories to be told. We talk to the trans community, to the bisexual community, to gay people, to lesbian people, to straight people acclimatizing to the idea of what it is to be gay or queer. We talk to gender fluidity. We have really titillating films. Some of them are controversial films. We have a lot of terrific dramatic stories, some lovely comedies as well, and interestingly enough, a lot of multiculturalism, a lot of different languages. So this year we've got films from literally every continent on this planet. A lot of, interestingly, a lot of Spanish language films this year. Every year there's different waves of films that are submitted, and this year, a lot of Spanish language films that we're going to be enjoying as well. So people say, I don't like to read my movie. Yeah, but you could just appreciate the pictures as well.
Yes.
You know, the subtitles aren't that small. But,
yeah.
You know, these are beautiful films. And what I find very interesting about these sort of queer indie films is their production quality is very high. So you're not really seeing an amateur production, and generally speaking, you're actually, whether it's a short film or a docu or a feature, you're actually seeing a beautifully made piece of art. They are visually gorgeous to come and watch. And I'm saying this because I think, you know, East Coast Radio listeners should understand something here. Durban has always been a cultural hub, this breeding pot of cultures. We just don't appreciate it enough, and we just don't talk about it enough. And
yes.
You say, oh, it's too larny for me. Oh, come on, doll. Come on down from Hillcrest. Get out of your South Coast shell. You know, cross the Umgeni from the north and come and experience
some
culture.
Cross the river. Come, Susan. Come, Susan. Come hang out. I will definitely be there.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
I'm down for, like, just documentary after documentary.
Yeah, there is some thought-provoking stuff and some fun stuff.
I mean, I'm there for it all. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for being here. Thank you for telling these stories. I mean, it's all fun and games. You know what I mean? I've always proclaimed to be the queen of the gays, at least. But I would like to make that ring true here. In fact, I walked in and I was like, where are the gay people? In this building. I'm actively looking for one.
I may be shot for saying this, but I think Durban is a city of closets and couples.
Oh, it's so true.
Very conservative cultures that, unfortunately, you know, that's why the space is like this are important. It's like to reaffirm, just you know, it's chill. Just be who you are, and then come out of your shell and come experience the same culture with somebody, a bird of the same feather. You know? Is that such a bad thing?
Yeah. Is it so terrible?
Let's have some fun together, and I think people will enjoy that. You know, something I also want to share is that, you know, Durban has a remarkably growing community. And a tremendously transformed community compared to elsewhere in the country. I mean, we have a film festival. We have the only and oldest LGBT travel association in Africa, the KwaZulu-Natal Gay and Lesbian Travel Association, opened in 2004. I'm currently chair of that as well. Another hat I have to wear. We have Durban Pride going into its 10th year next year. And these events add to a milieu that you can say, well, this is the city is doing things. And when I look to Gauteng and the different cities there and the Western Cape and else, I'm not seeing the kind of variety and the engagement that we're seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something to be very proud of. I'm very, very proud of Durban. I'm very, very proud of KwaZulu-Natal.
Yes.
There's no two ways about it. And people say, well, why don't you go, you know, follow the money. I'm like, well, there's money here.
Oh, my word, please.
You know, come on. And I'd like you to come and spend it at the festival.
Ideally, if you could just take some of that hard-earned money, Susan, and you could just come on down, that would be great. But thank you for your time.
Yeah.
And I have to get you back for a podcast.
Well, I appreciate that. And just, you know, bottom line, where can people get the details? Because they can say, well, where am I going to get the information? We have our website, which is, if you Google Durban Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, you will find us. But it's www.dglff, for Durban Gay Lesbian Film Festival, dglff.org.z. And you can find us on Facebook at DGLFF. But again, Google us or search on Facebook and you will find Durban Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. It's a lovely growing community, so it's also an important space for people to engage.
Yes.
And we've kickstarted a lot of community initiatives. For recently, we've done Unconventionals, a new LGBT professional networking event, monthly networking event. So these things are happening. I'm just hoping that people out there might take up the sports initiative, because I'm not going to. I'll join, but I'm not going to lead this one.
We'll cheer from the sidelines.
Yes,
it's safer that way.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.